Morning. Before the little homily, a few announcements, if you will. I want to share with you a letter written to us from our Archbishop. Over the last several weeks, the potential spread of coronavirus has dramatically impacted our lives and our communities. As the number of cases grows exponentially each day, government and health officials are diligently working to contain the virus. During this pandemic, we are reminded that life is truly precious and that we all are one family under God. As Christians, we should respond to this pandemic with great faith and prudence. The Centers for Disease Control have developed guidelines to help slow the spread of coronavirus. We should incorporate these strategies into our daily lives in an effort to protect ourselves as well as others, especially those most vulnerable, including the elderly and individuals with compromised immune systems. God is always by our side. He never abandons us. I invite you to join me in prayerful solidarity during this uncertain time. I remind you to keep your eyes fixed on the outstretched arms of Christ the crucified and Christ the merciful, and to encounter others with charity and understanding. Let us pray for the sick, suffering, and their caregivers, as well as government and health officials. With God's grace and blessing, we will navigate the difficult waters of this challenge as a united human family. For after all is said and done, we are a people of hope. In addition to his letter, the Archbishop on Thursday lifted the obligation to attend Sunday Mass. Obviously, we're still open. We're the only major diocese on the East Coast that have open churches right now. So I encourage you to stay connected. It could very well be that the doors will be locked this week. The way we stay connected here at St. Patrick's is through Flocknote and through Facebook. So I would encourage you to take a bulletin home. On the back page is the very simple way to sign up for Flocknote. We've been making use of it all week and will continue to do so. When we began Lent just 3 weeks ago and saw Jesus go into the desert, little did we know that this would be happening, that everything would be so deserted, and that we would find ourselves hunkered down a little bit with our families. So just a brief word. Number one, try to make the most of it. It would seem as though most people are going to contract coronavirus. It seems that way. And all indications are that we will survive. You know, so far, since October to February, according to the CDC, 30,000 Americans have died of the flu. 31 million have contracted it. Maybe you had it this year. So keep calm. Let's not overly fear coronavirus. When calm, we can begin to see things. The Archbishop spoke of difficult waters, and our scriptures today certainly speak a lot of water. And we are in difficult waters. It's hard to have the kids home. It's hard for the liquor stores to get closed on Tuesday. I don't know if you have toilet paper or not, but apparently a lot of people do have it. But there is a difficulty. People will lose their jobs. We have parishioners who are in the hospital right now. God is with us. And we see today that he's in the business of helping us to be with him. And that's very difficult. It's not easy for us to be with God. When Jesus is speaking to this woman at the well, the waters are difficult. They're not speaking about the weather. They're not speaking about coronavirus. They're not speaking about other people. But Jesus is having a very difficult conversation about her life, her five husbands, her current live-in, what has been in her life. And one of the things that's revealed here is just how gentle God is, especially in dealing with the difficult and tender places of the human heart. So as we keep calm, I think there's an invitation to go deep, or at least to go deeper, maybe with those we live with, maybe with conversations that we have and how we have them and what those conversations are about. But to go deeper than the toilet paper. And finally, to know that we have a provident God. We have a God who made water come out of a rock. We believe in a God who walked out of his own grave. We have a healing God who loves us more than we can imagine. And maybe this is a season in which we can come to trust that faith a little more. Padre Pio, who suffered for years, not with coronavirus, but with deep wounds in his hand, his feet and his side. And he said, pray, hope, do not worry. I suggest, wash your hands, love others, and make the most of these days.